Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos and I talk with Gerald O'Driscoll. He's an economist and senior fellow with the Cato Institute. The whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Gerald O'Driscoll. He is an economist and senior fellow with the Cato Institute, a libertarian organization, would be fair to say. And you know, you're going to have a talk coming up at the National Security Forum, and the headline is Global Economic Crisis? And that's the big thing, because we've seen over the last, you know, we're taping this a week before we're going to air it, but we've seen in the previous week the stock market go up and down and crazy.
Right.
The stock market is not based on common sense, correct? The stock market is based on emotion and security. And if people feel insecure, they get what they consider to be bad news, like the Chinese devaluating the yuan, then all of a sudden they're scared that the world is going to collapse and they start selling stocks like crazy. That isn't real, is it?
It was totally unexpected, so then the emotions get let loose. People who understand China weren't totally surprised, but the market wasn't ready for it when it happened. And whenever the expectations of investors are defeated, they are prone to panic, and that's what we saw.
Because they're only going to have 7% growth.
Right.
Which in this country would be unbelievable.
Well, the numbers, I think most people know the numbers coming out of China are suspect.
Right.
And the question is, this now raises, is it 7% or 2% as some people think, or as some people think, are they in recession?
Well, let's talk about China for a second, because you go back a couple of years ago and commodity prices, oil, cement, all of those prices, even, you know, heavy equipment, machinery was so expensive and so difficult to get because of the infrastructure, the building that was going on in China. You look at China today, and they have these big ghost cities, right? Huge skyscrapers. Right. It looks like a set of The Walking Dead. So,
and ghost cement plants.
Yeah, absolutely. So is China...
ghost cities, actually.
Mm-hmm. Is China... strong? Is it? I mean, when you look at those things, that anecdotal evidence, do you think they're strong? Do you think they're going through their little recession now? Can they come out of it? Are we going to see that same surge in commodity prices that we saw almost a decade ago?
Well, the fundamental problem with China is they need serious economic reforms. They started reforms in 94, and they introduced a lot of markets, but they still have a lot of state owned enterprises, a kind of a Soviet system mixed in with a capitalist system. And they need to get more of the resources out of the state-owned enterprises and more back into the private sector. And they are either unwilling or unable to do that. So there are strong forces for growth in China, but there are a lot of problems that are going to hold them back. And this isn't going to be resolved this year. And this isn't going to be the only hiccup. This isn't going to be the only unexpected event coming out of China. I call these things seismic economic events. And like real seismic events, earthquakes, sometimes there's a lot of little quakes before the big one hits. This wasn't the big one.
Okay, but let me make this point. Because we had an economics professor who is Chinese on the program. He's working at UNR in the business school. And he said the entire Chinese stock market is basically a fake.
Right.
It's not a real stock market because it's all propped up by the government. It's
yes.
Whatever, and the government was encouraging people to put money into the stock market, and now those people have lost that money. Those that haven't lost their money are in a panic, and so they are now going back to what was traditionally the Chinese method, which is saving their money.
Right. Yeah. They were encouraging, the government encouraged small investors to borrow on their homes to buy stocks. And then when the stock market started sliding, the government told the state-owned enterprises they weren't allowed to sell stock. So now any economist, any common-sense person would say, if you tell people they aren't going to be able to sell, they aren't going to buy.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, in the realistic sense, China is not broke. And do you really believe that at this point in time, China matches up our idea of what an actual recession is in economic terms? 2 quarters of negative growth?
Yeah, no, I don't think they've fallen into that category yet. They may be on the edge of it. It's strange, you know, they always grow by an even number, and that's absurd. So we don't know exactly what's going on, but we do know they have many imbalances and dislocations, economic dislocations. They already had a property bust. Now they've had a stock market bust. And the government is desperate not to have a real U.S.-style recession, because they don't believe, and they're probably correct, that the social dynamics would accept that. They really are afraid of their own people. They're afraid of social unrest, and they try to buy the social unrest off, prevent it by always having growth, always having incomes rising, always having the stock market rise. Now that's been called into question.
Let's talk about the commodity prices. We've seen commodity prices, specifically oil, really go down. How much of that is due to a strong dollar compared to a glut in the market, or is it a mix?
Oh, it's a mix. It's mainly all this new supply coming out of shale oil, shale in the United States and elsewhere, that has put downward pressure on the price of oil. And then the Saudis made a decision they weren't going to cut back. They didn't initiate this, but they could have slowed it. But they would have then had to borne the brunt by cutting back their supply.
Is this to break some of their political nemesis, like Iran, like Russia? I mean, is this a way that we really stick it to some of those countries that are based on oil?
Well, Russia,
not only Saudi Arabia, but the United States in concert with Saudi Arabia.
Well, I don't, you know, in the time of Reagan, that was conscious on the United States' part. I think really this was initiated by market forces that no one anticipated how fast all this oil, new oil from North America, was going to come online. But the Saudis then made a decision not to cut back as they have traditionally done in the back to try to hold the price up. And I think sticking it to Iran factored into their decision. Now, actually, the Saudis and the Russians are snuggling up to each other, which is something we should be concerned about. But that's another subject.
Okay, and we'll get to that right after this timeout.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall.
information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Gerald O'Driscoll. He's an economist and senior fellow with the Cato Institute. Okay, Russia and Saudi Arabia cozying up to each other. Explain.
Well, they have mutual interests. The Saudis probably want to buy a nuclear plant from the Russians. It's kind of public information, and they have strategic interest. Russia is hedging its bet on its relationship with Iran, and I just read this morning before I came over here that Russia and Egypt have also moved closer together, and Egypt is helping funnel missiles for Assad that are coming from Russia on Ukrainian ships. So think about this. Russia is shipping arms to the Middle East on Ukrainian ships, and its ally there is Egypt getting the arms into the hands of the Assad regime.
Oh, okay, so let's step back and look at this, okay? So the United States gives about $3 billion a year to Israel, pretty close to that to Egypt. Mm-hmm. The last thing that the United States wants is all these other countries having nuclear weapons. Israel is our arm, and it would appear that the deal is that if we have the Iran negotiation goes forward with the United States and the other major powers, that we then funnel more money to Israel to boost their military. So do you see the Israeli government saying, fine, we'll take out all these power plants before or nuclear plants before they're built?
You mean in Saudi Arabia or in Iran?
Saudi Arabia, Egypt, you name it.
Well,
you know, they weren't shy to do it in Syria.
Well, I think, look, this has really upset the balance of power in the Middle East, and the U.S. is being perceived as not having as strong a commitment there, and so Russia has moved in. Now, as to Israel and Saudi Arabia, here this is a little fuzzier, but it appears that there's some sort of tacit alliance between Israel and Saudi Arabia emerging because they have one big common enemy, again, Iran.
Okay, well, and there's also a problem between the Saudi government and their people.
Oh, yes. Oh, I think Saudi Arabia has to be on the list of any potential political economic problems. The Saudis have been really hurt by these falling oil prices. They have a big welfare system where they try to buy their people off now, and they're having to borrow money to keep this system going. Their deficit as a percent of GDP is 20%. That's unsustainable. And they can borrow now, sort of borrowing on the come, and it's because everybody's hoping the oil price goes back up. But if it doesn't, I don't know what Saudi Arabia does.
And do you anticipate oil prices going above $50 anytime in the next 2 or 3 years?
Oh, 2 or 3 years. I don't know, but not soon. There's no dynamic right now to push oil prices back up. In fact, when they were around 50, people started whispering 40s, and the reaction was, oh no, not 40s. Then they started whispering 30s. Now some people are whispering 20s.
Now all that can...
that would be less than a dollar a gallon gasoline.
Now we have issues with refineries. The refineries
don't have the capacity to flow through all that.
We haven't built a refinery in this country for over 30 years, so we have a tremendous amount of feedstock, but not a lot of way to get
product. The price, the gallon price, is determined by how much output you can get from refineries. And just because there's more oil doesn't mean there's more refined product.
Let's talk about the domestic economy right now. We hear interest rates maybe going up. Then we heard after the stock market roller coaster last week that they may hold off on that a bit. You were vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas. What is the theory behind raising interest rates at this point?
Oh, I just wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and there is no theory behind raising interest rates at this point. The labor market isn't really tight. The Fed's inflation target of 2%, they've missed consistently now for several years. And they're saying they think inflation will go back up, but there's no indication that they're going to be right this time.
The theory is Yellen may have it. Chairman Yellen, she wants to have another bullet in case we do see.
So raise rates now so we can lower them later.
That's right. I mean, that's kind of the theory, right?
That it's a little crazy, but there's that idea out there. Now there's been a good argument for raising rates for some time because it causes all sorts of capital misallocation when rates are this low. All bubble economies and misallocation. We're getting a lot of merger and acquisition activity. We're getting a lot of buybacks, but we're not getting a lot of investment in capital goods that generate real economic output and hence real incomes.
All right, so a couple of things. Over the weekend, there were brokers talking about the fact that if you raised even a small amount of the interest rates that the Fed controls, that you would build confidence into the marketplace because it was showing that things were apparently getting better. And that goes back to what we were talking about at the very beginning, which is confidence. The other thing is we continue to see senior citizens getting killed in this country in terms of their returns on their investment. I mean, they're getting nothing.
Look, I think there are good reasons to raise rates, but you asked me what's the logic. The usual logic for the Fed to move is absent. But I think they kept rates too low for too long, and regardless of whether inflation is where they want it to be or the labor market is strong, it's time to get back to normal interest rates. And to do that, you have to start, and the way you start is raising 0.25 point. My own guess is that they were prepared to do this in September, and they may now let it slip to December. That's my best guess on what's going to happen.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jerry O'Driscoll when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit, and for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like IT.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
Come celebrate Labor Day at R.C. Willey's biggest sale of the year. You won't believe the savings.
Save store-wide, including TVs and electronics. Save now on home theater systems, Blu-ray players, tablets, and more. This 55-inch TV is only $4.99. You'll also save on name-brand appliances. Washers are as low as $2.98, and refrigerators are as low as $3.99. Save $400 on this Whirlpool stainless steel refrigerator, now only $9.99. R.C. Willey.
Fiat we've all been waiting for, the Fiat you've been waiting for, the all-new all-wheel drive Fiat 500X. The first Fiat with all-wheel drive for unbelievable performance on the road as well as off it. And you'll find it at Fiat of Reno for a very affordable price starting at just $22,900. And it's got power everything, automatic transmission, even a backup camera. And we've got a great selection to choose from. We'll see you at Fiat of Reno. And remember, you can check out our entire inventory at fiatofreno.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Gerald O'Driscoll, economist and senior fellow with the Cato Institute.
You can't turn on the TV today without seeing Donald Trump and about hearing conversations about we need to bring our manufacturing jobs back. Mm-hmm. We need to close the border down. What does that do in terms of greater economic policy for this country to say, we're not going to have free trade, we're going to have more manufacturing occurring at home, we're not going to have this porous border, we're going to have jobs here? Is that good for the economy? Is that bad for the economy?
It would be horrible for the economy. Manufacturing is never going to come back to the United States. The share of manufacturing output in the United States peaked in 1920. This has been a long-term trend down. As economies grow and incomes rise and they prosper, there's more services, the service sector. Plus, there's been so much technological change in manufacturing. If by some miracle we started moving manufacturing back into the United States, there wouldn't be many people employed in plants. Manufacturing plants now are heavily automated. Even in China, they are automating their manufacturing plants. China doesn't compete with us by and large in manufacturing. It competes with other Southeast Asian countries and with Mexico. So if some dynamic, and there is a dynamic going on in China, their incomes are rising. So even they are manufacturing.
Labor prices, sure.
And so it'll go to Vietnam, to Indonesia, to Malaysia, and to Mexico. Mexico and China compete in a number of areas, and depending on the relative value of their currencies and what's going on with their economic policies, one is up and the other is down in, say, automobile production.
So, I mean, we're not going to see this surge of people coming in, and this is where GM's going to build their cars or refrigerators.
No surge. A little migration here and there. They have discovered, and this is not news to either one of you, the supply chains get very long. Then it causes problems, and so there's a reason to have some manufacturing closer to home, whether that means in Mexico and Canada or in the United States.
Hey, I like it in Story County.
Well, I want it here, too. Yeah, yes.
All right, so Fareed Zakaria brought out an interesting statistic in one of his recent shows where he talked about the fact that the United States population is growing, whereas many other countries around the world are decreasing. And this is good news because we need additional people to be able to support Social Security, yes, Medicare, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it's immigration that's doing that. On the other hand, you have a race for president where people are saying the craziest things. For example, Ted Cruz on this program said he doesn't care how much it costs, he wants to seal the southern border. At the same time, he said, the northern border doesn't appear to be a problem, so I'm not going to worry about that till it is a problem. This is nonsense. I talked to an expert from former Homeland Security for Nevada and immigration for Nevada, across the country. He said it will cost $1 trillion to truly seal the southern border, basically the GDP of the United States for a year. These are insane amounts of money.
Yes.
To stop what?
I agree with.
What we need.
Yeah. First of all, it's yesterday's problem. Apprehensions, which are proportional to the number of crossings, it's not necessarily linear, but apprehensions give you a good idea of how many people are crossing because you only get a fraction of them. Peaked in 2000. They've been on a long-term decline. I'm talking from Mexico.
Illegal crossings
of the U.S. border have been in decline. In fact, spending on Border Patrol began to take off in 2000, just as apprehensions began to fall. Now, if I came to you as a businessman and said, I've just looked at your numbers, and your output has been falling for 20 years, but you spend more every year to produce than ever, you'd say, the first thing you'd say would not be, we have to spend more money. And there's a reason this is happening. Mexico's becoming a middle-class country, and their birth rate is falling. Those two usually go together. They're just a little bit above reproduction rates now. So the population pressure in Mexico, it's just not going to be
there.
But
we're not just getting people from Mexico that are coming through the southern border. We're getting a lot of people from South and Central America
But that's a different issue, yeah.
The bigger problem is through the port, if you want to call it a problem, is through the ports of entry, people who outstay their visas. It's way bigger. If you took 3% of the number of people that come through on legal visas, only 3%, overstayed their visa, it would make the southern border minuscule.
The other issue is that it's not even the biggest source of immigration anymore. The biggest source of immigration is China and Asia. And a wall doesn't do anything. No matter how you feel about immigration, I happen to be in favor of it, but no matter how you feel about it, there's no wall that's going to solve that problem. The Chinese that are coming here are well-to-do Chinese.
Right.
And they have a
hot...
Yeah, you know them. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, they're driving up housing prices in Manhattan.
Right.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Love having you on the program. Please come back soon.
Thank you. I'd love to be back.
We'll be right back
Thank you.
Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I got to Anya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Anya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? 1 out of 4 satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand. Plus, there's this on your house. With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to 4 rooms. Can't do that with satellite. With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
At the Lazy Boy Labor Day Sale, finding great prices on great-looking furniture is no work at all. Hurry in for amazing savings on a wide selection of styles throughout the store. Save on recliners and chairs, sofas and love seats, sectionals and more. Plus special financing available. The Lazy Boy Labor Day Sale. Hardworking savings. Easy to live with comfort. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
It's Internet's Keep Your Cash Sale. That's right, keep your cash. Only Internet can save you up to 40% off MSRP on 14 and 15 models, plus financing as low as 1.59%. Have a trade? We'll give you a minimum of $3,000. But if you have money down, we'll double it up to $3,000. That's 40% off MSRP, $3,000 for your trade, and double your down up to $3,000. Only at InternetAutoReno.com. 1.59% for 48 months, FI score minimum of 760.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.